Time now to have a chat to Mike Moroney, who has Buffalo River resuming in the PB Lawrence Stakes. He's got a nice team headed towards the Spring Carnival as well. It's always great to catch up with Mike. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, very well, Mike. Yourself?
Very well indeed. He's a horse that's promised a lot, Buffalo River, and he just hasn't quite got there on a number of occasions. He's had a few issues, but this time in, 1,400 metres, he's drawn a nice gate. How do you think he's tracking towards his resumption on Saturday?
Yeah, look, this is the first time we've done something completely different with him. We've come back over a very short break. He only had a week in the paddock in Sydney on the way back down from Queensland. And so we've given him a jump out the other morning, and he went really well. And, yeah, I'm of the opinion he's far better horse this way round.
Mm.
He just hasn't really done it right-handed, which is strange. He did have a bit of right-handed form in England where he raced quite well before he got here, but he just looks a bit hoarse going left-handed, and we're hoping that is the case.
We could be on a good track come Saturday too. His record says he's a much better galloper with the sting out of the ground. How much better do you think he is, or is that just almost a bit of a furphy what his form line says?
Look, I think when the tracks get really firm, it certainly does come into play because there's a lot of specialist horses in that department, whereas with him, he's always gets his toe a little wee bit. That's what he needs, I think, to perform at his best. And, of course, when it gets too soft and heavy, a lot of them don't handle it, and he does. But in saying that, Michael, I think everything that went to Queensland was well aware that it was going to be in the heavy range.
Yep.
And I think most horses up there were all heavy trackers. So, you know, we did run into probably the better wet trackers around the land up there in the winter.
Do you want to lead on Saturday from that good gate?
We probably will lead. That's his best way of doing it. He seems to just switch off that much better in front than what he does eyeballing something or sitting off them. But, look, he that's one thing he did pick up in Queensland. He was so away. His last three starts put him out of the strap back completely. Then his next run as well. So, yeah, I'm just hoping that he hasn't picked it up as a habit because, but look, he showed that he hadn't. His jump out, he pinged the gates and got there easily. So, he's always raced better when he does that.
He's been specced in the market. Would you be surprised if he won the Lawrence? Do you give him a good chance?
I do. I give him a really good chance. I think that his residual fitness is there. He had a nice jump out of the day. And as I said, I just got a funny feeling that he might catch a few of these not quite up to their best. And he's had his right trip and ticks a few boxes. So,
how's Tefane tracking towards the Memsey?
Yeah, she's going really well. Looks great. Keeping up in nice time. She's... it's been the last 12 months that she's sort of been at a full strength to look at, and nothing's changed. She's glowing in the coat, was great, and seems to be enjoying her work. So we've got one more jump out to give her, which will be the most serious one, and then into the Memsey. So the things are tracking up really well.
She just keeps coming back, doesn't she? What's her campaign outline look like?
Only as far as the Memsey.
Yep.
That's all we've spoken about because the breeding season starts after that. So, whether they want to take it straight away, get her served. I suppose they'll be watching what she does first up and then make a decision after that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they get her served early and let she get some foal early, she might be back for another crack.
Yeah. Do you know who she's been booked to?
I think Written Tycoon.
Yeah.
But they were talking about where she was going, so.
Well, it's going to be valuable, the progeny of Tefane. There's no doubt about it. Can you get a winner today at Sale? You got the psychologist in race two.
He'd need to improve on his last run, but I'm flipping the blinkers back on him, and I'm hoping that he can. He's an interesting runner, but he looks sort of one of his right race anyway, out of all of them.
And you got a lot of rock as well. Yeah, it was good two starts ago on a heavy deck, and then... just disappointing last start, or was there an excuse?
Yeah, he was a little bit, but I think he's a bit like Buffalo River. He's better if he leads, It'd be nice if he can lead today, because he just seemed to switch right off of the day when he didn't lead. He trailed the leaders and looked to be, appeared to be travelling right, but according to Daniel, he switched off completely and didn't really give him a winning field. So, like he had to start before he led. So, for that reason, we'll probably sneak forward.
All right, Mike. Good luck on the weekend. Is there another sneaky we should follow? You got a few in tomorrow?
Nothing really stands out. Look, there's a horse called Do I that we really liked, and he was a bit disappointing first up. We stepped up in distance, and hopefully that does the trick. He's the most interesting runner we've got of those sort of type of maidens that we think that are a long way better than maiden class. So.
He's in race four tomorrow at Geelong. We'll have a look there as well. Good on you, Mike. Best of luck over the weekend.
Okay, thanks for that.